Hey, this is Bradley Weber. I'm one of the pastors on staff here at Forward Church. Listen, I'm so glad you tuned in to today's podcast. I hope it challenges you and inspires you to go after God and be all that God's called you to be. Enjoy today's message.
So get ready this morning. This is a good fight message from God's word that he wants us to understand that the battle really isn't ours. It belongs to the Lord. The battle really isn't yours. I don't know why you keep trying to take it on. It belongs to the Lord. So one of my good colleagues and good friend, Dr. Patrick Winnett, called me the other morning, and we were talking about Dr. A.W. Tozer. If you're going to connect with me, it's going to mean more than just the frivolous things like sports and that kind of stuff. That's so secondary. It's not even primary. Ooh. And I love sports, but that's so secondary. But if you start talking about the heroes of the faith, then you'll have my attention. Like a Dr. A.W. Tozer. And some of you probably have never even heard of that name. Because he wrote a book entitled The Dangers of a Shallow Faith. The Dangers of a Shallow Faith. So I went on Kindle and found that it was very reasonable, and I'm all about that. If it's reasonable, I'm on board. And I Googled that last night, and I got it, and I began to read The Dangers of a Shallow Faith. This is going to connect, ladies and gentlemen, if you're willing to open up your mind and your heart and hear God's word this morning. We are living in a shallow culture, shifting and changing every day. And if you're living by the times that you're in, it's going to produce shallow faith. And shallow faith will not produce a good fight. I used to like heavyweight boxing. Not that I was ever in it, but I loved to watch as those individuals stepped into the ring. Because you knew there was going to be a winner. And you should know this morning that the battle in your life has already been won. And that victorious person is none other than Jesus Christ. He will step into the ring with you, but he will not permit you to have shallow faith. He will not permit you to fight with the flesh. He wants you to operate by faith. At the end of the message, I'm going to share a president who had a lot of setbacks, but oh, what a champion, because he knew how to fight with, listen, good faith. One of the things that we need going on in our country is good faith. As you think about what just happened again out in Texas, and it's going to continue to happen. Oh, I did not come here to hear anything negative. Well, how about prophecy? How about a prophetic word from the Lord? Until we come back to the roots that established this nation, you will see more. Our schools are a reflection of our homes. Parents are not doing a good job guarding what's coming in and what's going out and who's coming in to their homes. You ought to become doorkeepers in your home. Just because they talk to you, young people on the campus, that may not be the person who should be in your home. See, I think differently. I live differently because I know that there is a fight going on. But it's a good fight, especially if you know that you're walking by faith and not by sight. Hello? See, God has a gift here this morning that you may pick up. It's not just faith, it's discernment. Being able to see and understand. Like, for example, and I know there's one that actually worked in the correctional center here this morning, and I'll be there next Saturday morning. Those who really have a long-term professional career working with those who have broken the law, they have that gift. They can read. They understand. They know what's going on in the lives of those individuals. Parents, you are responsible to know what's going on in the lives of your children. And you need to speak to those issues in their lives. And it won't show up on campus. Good preaching, Pastor. God never called me to be my child's friend while I'm raising them. He called me to be a parent. And when I need to have those conversations, to have those conversations. Like, you are not to fight this with a bad attitude and with your old skill sets. Put on the full armor of God and stand. And after having done all, stand. That's scripture. So now before we begin the message, we're going to open with Exodus 14:14. I want to read this over our nation. And then we're going to pray for our schools this morning. Because there must be a change on our campuses. And it will change when our homes change. Parents, check out what your students, your children, are doing on Instagram, Facebook, and all these other things. Because those particular activities are showing up on all of our campuses. Not just here. See, you're thinking he's talking about Levy County. I'm speaking about nationally because we're not pulling in the reins. But God is inviting us this morning to enter into a good fight because he fought for you. Let me clear up the clouds this morning. Yes, it's all been done for you, but he's not just going to hand it to you. I remember back in the day, and those are great memories, but I'm not living back there. I would tell athletes, the trophies are awaiting you, but now go out and show that you deserve that trophy. It's the same thing spiritually. Just like we saw, Jesus Christ has done it all for us, but that doesn't mean we can have shallow faith, and he's going to give us everything. That's a little hint right there. Too many parents give their children anything they want. And now you put that in around 1,500, 2,000 kids, and you wonder why we have problems on our campuses, or 3,500 kids, or 4,000 kids, or 300 kids. As I said to a student the other day, only at Burger King can you have it your way. You can't have it your way in God's kingdom. And just because you're all of that wherever you're from and wherever you're going, that's not how it is in God's kingdom. That's one of the biggest lessons to learn. In God's kingdom, you don't get it your way. In fact, I picked up Dean Smith's book again, and the title of that book is this, The Carolina Way. Anybody that was going to play for Carolina was going to do it Dean Smith's way, or you weren't going to play at the University of North Carolina. Well, I'll just transfer. And then we take that mindset and attitude, and we go into the body of Christ, and we go, if I don't get my way, shall we pray? Father, we lift up our nation this morning, and all of our schools, all of the faculty and staff across the nation, not Levy County alone, every school, every public school, every private school, all of our universities, we ask in Jesus' name for a major breakthrough from the home level right through administration. Father, rearrange what needs to be changed. Let the political forum come under, once again, the word of the Lord, God's word, how it can change and how it can begin to set young people up for success. In these moments around your word this morning, I pray that there will be some good soldiers who will step into the ring of life and produce good fights that will bring forth the glory and the honor of Jesus Christ. And may we walk out of here armored up with the breastplate of righteousness and the good news shoes and the helmet of salvation and the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit. And we thank you, Father God, for the belt of truth. Wrap us up tight in the truth of your word. In Jesus' name, God's people said, amen. Here we go. It'll be straight to the point. Get captured by all of these important scriptures that say to all of us, there's a good fight waiting for you. Oh, by the way, I picked up a book entitled Above the Line last night after reading Dr. Tozer. And in it, the author said, in order to be victorious, you must believe. Let me coordinate that right into the message. Until you believe that the fight is valuable and it's good and it's worth your time, and you believe that, you won't even enter the ring. I want to invite you this morning to believe that the battle belongs to the Lord. Can you imagine if we would be willing to just simply say, the battle belongs to you. I was at the school extremely early this morning, and I just bowed in the office on my knees, and I said, God, everything belongs to you. This school, the faculty and staff, the students, they belong to you. Can you imagine if teachers and students found a quiet place and just bowed and said, it all belongs to you? Now that's honoring the cross. That's the sign of a good fight. Exodus 14:14 says, the Lord will fight for you. You need only, this is so easy to do, it'll crush Facebook. It'll crush all of our technology. You need only to be still. See, there's the good fight right there. Those who know that the Lord will fight for them, they don't have to say anything. But when you're not quite sure if the Lord will step up, then you step up, and it's not good. It turns out bad. Hello. Check this out. Carl Yaz, who played for the Boston, like to call him Yaz. That was his name back in the day. The Boston Red Sox. Listen to what he said. The race doesn't always belong to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. It belongs rather to those who run the race, stay the course, and fight the good fight. Wow. And that's just an athlete. So let's take a look at 2 Chronicles 20:17. First of all, if you're going to enter the ring and begin to fight the good fight, you're going to have to understand there's a position that you have to take. 2 Chronicles 20:17 says, you need not fight in this battle. I wonder where those two students are this morning. Coach Weber, if we get into a fight, how many days out? You need not fight in this battle. Listen, station yourselves, stand, and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out to face them, for the Lord is with you. There's one beside you right now who will defend you, who will absolutely stop the fray if you'll just take up your position. The good fight has a position. Secondly, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. Are you ready? Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of eternal life to which you were called. And you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Honor your word. If you call yourself a Christian, live like one. If you're not quite sure what one looks like, go to God's word. It is filled with men and women who made the confession and demonstrated the confession in the good fight of faith. I want you to fight the good fight of faith and take hold of eternal life. You're praying for much more than just graduation or a degree in college or a high-level job or a great retirement plan. Ladies and gentlemen, we are on the brink of eternity. You're one breath. I'm one breath away from eternity. Fight the good fight of faith. Number three. Oh, by the way, there's only two left. It's not the length of a message. It's the depth of the message. Remember that. Yeah, it's not the length, it's the depth. Here it is. The good fight is to be kept. Listen to 2 Timothy 4:7. This is when Paul was on his way out, and he's writing to one of his young men that he had been mentoring. Listen to what he said. I have fought, oh my goodness, gosh, pastor didn't make this up. That good fight title. Wow, that's a biblical principle. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. See, listen, if you're not willing to fight and you're not willing to stay in there, you're not going to keep the faith. You're going to do exactly what Dr. Tozer spoke about in his book. You're going to come the way of shallow faith. I want to encourage you this morning to keep the faith. Keep fighting the good fight. Don't stop. Last one. Can't wait to tell you about this president. The good fight is to be contended for. Jude chapter 1, verse 3. Listen closely. Beloved, while I was making every effort to write you about our common salvation, so those who are truly born again, they have something in common. I used to have a lot of things in common with the world. I don't anymore because the world and the kingdom are not the same. And you can't have both. Well, let me step off the board for a second and get in deep water. I have students from time to time come up to me and go, well, I'm a little bit of both. Sometimes I like him and sometimes I like her. Well, in God's kingdom, you're either on your way to heaven or you're on your way to hell. You're not to be married to the world, left, and married to Christ. Our young people are really confused, and we've permitted it. Notice where I pointed. We have permitted it. I used to have a lot of things in common with the world. I have very few things common with the world. I'm on my way up, not down. In Jude chapter 1 and verse 3, gosh, I almost feel like Dr. Tozer and a lot of the other great men of God and women of God are here listening, and they are in that great circle. We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. The book of Hebrews. Beloved, while I was making every effort to write you about our common salvation, I felt the necessity to write to you appealing that you contend earnestly for the faith. Wow, that's rigorous right there. Contend earnestly for the faith, which was once for all handed down to the saints. Let's bring some information here as we come to a close this morning. Are you ready? First of all, our faith is not our faith. So there's no need to try to take accolades for what was handed down to you. Whoo! Thank you, Lord. Whoo! Wow. Wow. Secondly, in the book of Jude, notice there is a strong call for us to contend for what's been handed down to us. There are some things that I will not yield to. There are things that I will not surrender to. The legacy of the gospel, the legacy of my parents, I will not surrender those things for this contemporary world. That's for me. I said the other day to Joshua, I said, son, I'm swimming upstream. I'll try to reach everybody who's going with the flow, but if they choose to go ahead and go with the flow, I just want them to know it's that the Niagara Falls just over there. Yep. Because see, it's tough. In a moment, I'm going to introduce to you a president. It is tough to stand against the current. It's tough to stand against the issues of the day. It's tough to say what we ought to be doing is praying. It's tough to contend when others are not willing to contend. It's tough to keep your mouth shut when you know that the Lord really wants to fight the battle. But if you want the battle, he'll step off the field. Yes, he will, church. Yes, he will. Well, maybe you've been waiting. Let's go back over the message and then an incredible story. The good fight. What have we found out about the good fight? Well, those who are going to enter the ring this week, they've got to know their position. Their position in Christ, not in politics, not in anything within any community, state, or nation. You have to know your position in Christ. For the Bible says we live and move and have our being in Christ. I'm learning more and more as I grow a little bit that people are more interested in knowing others than knowing Him. You better get to know Him. And you need to ask this question every day. Do you know me? Father, do you know me? There isn't a day go by that I don't say to Him, do you know me? Because the Bible says that He's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. You need to hear it now so you don't hear it then. And I am God's servant. And Dr. Winnett reminded me this week at about 10 till 7. He said, you're God's man. You're God's appointed man. You've been called and set apart. And I want to make sure everyone understands, though it's nice to be able to be around all the names and all the movements, ultimately that has nothing to do with eternity. Do you know Him and does He know you? And are you aware of your position? If you know your position, you can take your stand and the fight will be good. Amen. Number two, we've already covered this. Listen, every day there has to be a confession. I am not my own. I have been bought with a price. Therefore, I will glorify God. There has to be a confession. The legacy that's been handed down to you from those who've gone before you in the Lord, those that you have read about, heard about, those you have studied, that legacy, you are now to carry that forward. And it has to be a confession by lifestyle, not just with your lips. Hello? Stay with me, please. We're coming to the president. Listen closely. When Jesus walked this earth for 33 and a half years, He talked openly to religious people who gave Him lip service, but no life action. I'm calling the body of Christ into life action. Take a stand. Go against the flow. Stand against the current. And let His name be known. Didn't say your name, His name. Two to go in our review. This is a good fight. This is a good fight. Oh, yes. This good fight is to be kept. Gosh, Timothy was so young. But he gets this note. And on the note it says, I have fought the good fight. Oh, so his mentor has been a warrior. We used to sing that song that we are soldiers. Fight the good fight. Be willing to finish what God called you to do. And above all, keep it. Keep your marriage. Keep your children. Keep your grandchildren. Pray over them. Plead the blood of Jesus Christ in their going out and their coming in. Don't forsake the family. And last, contend for it every day. Well, here we go. This awesome leader gave us these quotes. And then I want to tell you about his legacy. And we think we have hard times. And I quote, always bear in mind that your own resolution to succeed is more important than any other one thing. None of this will be on the screen. This was put together late last night. Number two, same president. Adhere to your purpose and you will soon feel as well as you ever did. On the contrary, if you falter and give up, you will lose the power of keeping any resolution and will regret it all your life. Let me break that down.
Well, I've already got it half. I'm going to go ahead and quit.
I can't stand this professor or teacher, so I'm just going to drop out. Let me read that quote again. Adhere to your purpose and you will soon feel as well as you ever did. On the contrary, if you falter and give up, parents, do not let your children give up. You will lose the power of keeping any resolution and will regret it all your life. Three more before I introduce him. I expect to maintain this contest until successful, or till I die, or I'm conquered, or my term expires, or Congress or the country forsakes me. Two more. I'm not bound to win, but I'm bound to be true. Let me read that again. Oh, United States of America. I am not bound to win. I am bound to be true. I'm not bound to succeed, but I'm bound to live by the light that I have. I must stand with anybody that stands right. I must stand with anybody that stands right and stand with him while he's right and part with him when he goes wrong. Whew. I almost should throw this out as a, who do you think this is? The last quote, and then I'm going to give you just an overview of his legacy, and then we'll pray. The time is 11:43. I will prepare, and someday my chance will come. In 1832, this gentleman lost his job. In 1833, he failed in business. In 1835, his sweetheart died. In 1836, this gentleman had a nervous breakdown. In 1838, he was defeated for Speaker of the House. In 1843, he was defeated for nomination for Congress. Let me pause right there before we finish it. I wonder how many young people in this culture, in this community, in this state, in this nation could take that many setbacks and fight back. Our homes need to get anchored to the rock. 1843, he was defeated for nomination for Congress. In 1848, he lost renomination. In 1849, he was rejected as land officer. In 1854, he was defeated for the U.S. Senate. Thank God Facebook wasn't out. In 1856, he was defeated for nomination for the vice president. In 1858, sir, you are one of my heroes. He was defeated for U.S. Senate. And in 1860, he was elected president of the United States. And just a few years later, President Abraham Lincoln laid down his life for the rights of a country that needed to be reminded it's a good fight. Shall we pray?
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Forward Church Online. At Forward, we believe that God speaks to each one of us individually, directing our lives and giving us focus. It is our desire that you would experience Christ and pursue His purpose for your life. One of the easiest ways to draw close to God is by connecting with the local church. Get started today by visiting myforwardchurch.org to find out all the ways that you can give, serve, and grow.